views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When was the last time you did something that would take you closer to a life that you love? Get answers to this and many other life-changing questions on Grow Your Soul Radio. Ignite your inner magic and learn the art of life mastery with Jane Matanga. Jane will unlock and help you reclaim the magic in your life. Take an inspiring journey with Jane as you receive guidance toward the path of your greatest dreams and desires as she helps you reach success as you make powerful changes that will get you back on track and keep you there. Discover insightful tools, world wisdoms, and exercises in this hit call-in show. Transform and awaken your inner light right now on Grow Your Soul Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this fabulous show, Grow Your Soul Radio, with Jane Matanga, my friend, my colleague, joining me here today. And Jane, we have a big one today.
We do.
We have a big one. Becoming what you believe. Becoming what you believe. Now, this is, I think, for me, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned in my life and am still learning, Jane. I'm just saying, I'm still learning these lessons. But we also have something very special today. We have a very special guest joining us here today, someone that knows a little bit, if not a lot, about what does it mean to be in this world and holding a level of consciousness as a spiritual advisor, a psychic spiritual medium. You know, what we're talking about is Keiko Broyles joining us here today. But when we're talking about Keiko, what we're talking about is someone that has, like you, Jane, has said yes for a purpose and a passion. And I would imagine that both of you, as you have said yes to this in your life, yours, Jane, decades of management, training experience, worked in financial institutions. One of the things that I would imagine for you that you've had to hold true for yourself is this vigilance about what you believe, what you're thinking, and more importantly, how it affects one life. And I would think for Keiko, that is true as well. So Jane, this topic today for the show, becoming what you believe, how important is that for you? And let's have you introduce Keiko as well.
Keiko is my very good friend and colleague. She's very gifted and has had multiple encounters with the spirit world since she was a child. And she's a natural psychic and medium. And she has abilities to connect with loved ones who've crossed over in a very loving way in spirit. And she can provide really wonderful information and insight into how our lives go on and also how we can still stay connected to our loved ones and how they're always with us. And she studied mediumship at a course at Arthur Finley College of Mediumship and Psychic Science. And she's also a tested member of Shea Parker Best, American Psychics, and Certified Spiritual Advisor. And she's also a Reiki Master. So I am so excited to have her on the show with us today so the callers can get a insight into how, you know, our loved ones are still around us and how we can all stay connected and that our lives really are ongoing, you know, and it'll be wonderful. And I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so psyched to be on the show with her.
I am too. And I'm thrilled to have both of you. And, you know, let's start. Keiko, thank you for joining us here today. It's great to have you here. Such an honor.
Oh, thank you both so much for having me. It's just such an honor. And I know Jane, like she described, you know, as a friend and colleague, and she is a truly a blessing, you know, in not even for everybody involved, you know, to meet her, but especially for me, it's just that she had brought nothing but the joy and happiness, and I just cannot find the words to say thank you. I mean, it's just, she's just so wonderful. She's an angel. She's truly an angel who walks on this earth. So thank you, Jane, so much.
Yeah. Well, this is a special show, and it's a very dynamic show today, Jane. You know, this is a show where we are going to open up the phone lines for all of our listeners out there, and also open up the Facebook Live comment feed for those of you watching on Facebook Live. Because today we're going to be tapping in, answering questions about what it is that you are curious about, interested about, or what Keiko as a medium is seeing, feeling, encountering for those of you out there. Can each of you talk a little bit about this live call-in show, starting with you, Jane? Because, you know, this is a show about becoming what you believe. And sometimes when we have doubt and questions or seeking of answers, it's not always as clear for us. How will today's show and the dynamic of it and opening up the phone lines, how will this help our listeners? Let's talk about that.
Well, our beliefs are very, very powerful. It goes to the core of what we believe we are capable of doing. So what we believe is really the magic in our lives. So what do we believe? I mean, that's really the big question. So let's take a look at that and take a look at our beliefs and how they gain their strength over us by, in some cases, remaining hidden. That's what we're looking at today. So today we're going to talk about getting our power back and what we need to do that. So that's where the magic comes in, and how we stay in our power and how we can live an inspiring and passionate life, which is what everybody wants to do, but sometimes we get stuck. So we're looking at how to create a life full of ease and grace, because that's what we all want, and where and how we can respond to life's difficulties in a way that even when we're going through those difficulties, we can still create joy, even in that moment of circumstance where we are stuck or maybe kind of not flowing in the moment, or our lives are in turmoil. So we need to learn to respond to that turmoil in a way that can still create joy and flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this, because sometimes it seems, and Keiko, let me bring it to you. Sometimes it seems we're in the middle of our day and something totally unexpected, maybe even from left field, as we like to say, comes in. And now we're faced with a scenario like, what am I going to do now? By the very nature of that question, what am I going to do now? There's an underlying belief in there, a hidden belief, a core belief that isn't living in the world of possibilities. It's not living in that space. What can we do, or what have you learned about that energy of that? I don't know exactly the name to call it. I don't necessarily know that it's a negative belief, but it's a moment where we hit the pause button on believing in possibilities. You see what I mean? It's like, I believe in the possibilities, and then something happens, and like, now I don't.
Right. That is, I believe it's called, you know, we all of us have an ego. It's just the human nature. As long as we are living as a human being in the physical realm, and we all have it, you know, and so its challenges are that, you know, just every day, you know, try to take the moment and just to create the quiet time, and then just to kind of get to know yourself, go deep a little bit within yourself to know who you are as a soul being, not human being, you know, because those are just the body and the physical body. But once you know who you really are as a soul being, which is the spirit being, the incarnate spirit, the living within us and driving us every day, and you know, you would soon find that more centered place in our heart. And then that ego that we have as a physical being, you know, started to diminish in a way. You know, we'll never be able to get rid of it. It's just the challenging it to acknowledge it, that we all have a fear and doubt. And then once that you know who you really are, as the, you know, I believe that, you know, the Jain said that, you know, we are who we think we are. So that thought is driven by our ego a lot. And that's when that obstacle becomes. And so, yeah, everybody have a good day. Okay, everybody feel like, okay, we can do this. And then all of a sudden something happened and, you know, the doubt kicks in. And but those are the time that we really have to know who we really are inside, you know, that pure spirit being. And then you ask yourself that what is the right things to do without any of this fear. And usually that, you know, we'll be guided. And then the higher self can guide you. So it's all about that, you know, knowing who you are, and then trust and surrender to it, and make sure that stay positive no matter what, because what you think, what becomes. So
I love this. And, yeah, you know, today's show, Becoming What You Believe, this is a live call-in show, and we're going to start the process now. 1-800-930-2819. So make sure that folks get in the queue. Jain, tell us a little bit about the call-in part of this show and how it addresses what we believe and how to create the shift and get some insight.
So what we need to learn to be able to do is to stand in our discomfort zone and allow ourselves to feel it, but to be able to heal from it and come back to joy and the fullness of our life. Even in that moment, that's the key. So in other words, we need to be able to stand in the fire of our discomfort. So what stops us from doing that? And most of us, it's our hidden beliefs. It's those really fearful beliefs that we hold on to about ourselves and others. And so that's self-judgment. And when we do that, that is the compromised belief that gives rise to our feelings of guilt, shame, self-criticism, and self-judgment. So self-judgment happens when one part of our divided self, because that's what we're doing when we're judging, self-judges the other part of us instead of allowing ourselves to function as an integrated whole, which is who we are. So when we're judging, when we are not in the flow of life, we're resisting, and we're resisting ourselves. So where did we get these self-limiting beliefs? That is a really good question. They come from all the messages that we've experienced growing up, from our family members, from our friends, from our teachers, people in our lives who were influential in our lives as children, as young adults, and as adults. So we've learned from them or internalized somehow, maybe even subconsciously, how to be, and we've allowed ourselves to listen to how we should become.
Yeah.
So that becomes, you know, a habitual issue. And so some of those beliefs aren't really truly ours, but we've somehow internalized them and as if they were. And so these are called hidden beliefs and that we've slipped into, and that slipped into our subconscious because, and then they become traps to our understanding of ourselves, to who we are, and what we are capable of achieving. And that's the big one. So that's where it's you become what you believe, because it sinks subconsciously into your mindset. So it's really important to bring this to our awareness and to light, because it's not who we are, you know, and we can't create the life of our dreams if we're living somebody else's. So these are unnecessary limitations and obstacles in our path. And we just need to be mindful and aware of those thoughts so that we can shed light on that unconscious habitual pattern, and so that we can really reveal and live our truth, because otherwise we can't. We're stuck. So I promise you that your power will increase and all of those limitations will diminish when you shine your light on that and you start to be who you really are, which is that person who believes in magic, who's limitless, who's fearless, who can do anything you're inspired about, who can do anything you put your mindset to, who in your mind, what you can create in your own life. So anything you dream of for your life, you have the power to create. And the only thing that stops you is your thoughts and your obstacles or your limitations in terms of what you assume that you've taken on that you think you can't do.
Mm. Wow. Look, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we do to create our inner life, our choices from our heart, but more importantly, what gets in the way of that? And that's today, connection and communication with the spirit world, soul and spiritual healing here as well. When we come back, we're going to talk with Keiko about what the readings during the show will look like, what you can expect to tune into, all of that and much more. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this amazing show, Grow Your Soul Radio with Jay Matanga. Ignite your inner magic. Today, we're talking about becoming what you believe. It is a live call-in show because we've got a very special guest joining us here today, someone who knows a bit about what you believe. And so let me give out the number for the live call-in show that we're going to do readings today, 1-800-930-2819. That would be for this show, for Jane and for Keiko. to have a live on-air reading. But before we get to that, Jane, how can people find out more about you? And Keiko, for you as well, how can they find out about you? Go ahead, Jane.
They can connect to me through my website, which is enlightened-path.com, or they can call me at 203-631-4275. That's the best way to get in touch with me. And, you know.
Awesome. Yes. Keiko, how about you?
Yes. Me too. The people can get in touch with me through contact Keiko under the my website, which is the keikomedium.com. And so www, I don't know. People don't use the www, but keikomedium.com, which is the K-E-I-K-O medium.com. So it's very easy. Or they can call me. It's the also text friendly. So it's 860-280-5548, or by my email, which is the keiko@keikomedium.com. So that's probably easy. Also, I'm on the Facebook as well, so, or the Instagram, and I'm sure Jane's also. So
awesome.
Yes.
So I want to ask you, and let's, Jane, you and I have talked about your journey and how you've gotten to, you know, be here doing the work you're doing in the world. Keiko, let's talk about you for a minute for our listeners. You know, you are a psychic spiritual medium. You've had multiple encounters with the spirit world, but most folks are not 100% clear of how that even happens. And yet many people have had contact like that. What was it like for you?
Well, you know, I had a lot of the encounter with the spirit since I was little. And, you know, actually seeing the apparitions, you know, the actual seeing the spirit with my physical eyes. And that was pretty much normal. My brother also was very sensitive, so that both of us had each other to validate what we saw and what we experienced. So in the house that we grew up, a lot of, you know, there are a lot of activities, but you know, seeing them, that doesn't make you immediately a medium, because it's, I did not understand when I was young. Nobody, I did not have the adults around me at the time that explained to me and nurtured me of that side of me. Instead, I was told that's not a good thing. So there's a lot of negativity that was put upon me and with my ability and my brother's ability at the time. So eventually I kind of, you know, it was always there, but I never addressed it. I just never entertained that part. So years went by and, you know, you go to people's house and then you just have this innate feeling and knowingness that there is something there in that room that I don't want to go in. And I'm sure that a lot of listeners and then even you, you know, can relate to certain this feeling. You know, you go to certain buildings, you go to the house and you just have this like really like not that great feeling. That's our intuition. Again, I would say maybe 7 to 8 years ago, that's the point that I had no choice but kind of revisit that part of me, because my husband and I became an empty nester. Our youngest son left our home. And since then, like a lot of things started to reoccur, like it just started to happen. And so I decided, instead of, you know, shutting it down, I decided to, okay, maybe I'll just look into that, you know? And so then I went to the school in England and I was taking classes after classes, read hundreds of different books, and finally understood what I was experiencing. And then also learned that there are a lot of people out there that are like myself. And so I reached out to these people, you know, tried like a like-minded people, and then learned a lot from them by talking with them. So you know, here I am. I'm just so blessed and grateful that I have met so many great teachers and mentors that who had, you know, really taught me a lot of you know, made me understand what I was going through. So I totally understand that some people are so-called skeptical. You know, they, I can totally understand that because, you know, I'm actually pretty logical. And that's how I was raised. You know, I was born and raised in Japan. And a lot of logic's in there, in the culture. And so, especially, you know, I have my influence for my father, who's just 100% logics. So I totally understand, you know, if you never experienced anything like this, then of course you'd be like, you're just making this up. Yeah. And so, you know, my job is not to actually convince people or not to turn, you know, disbeliever to believer. My job is to truly to be getting out of my way so that I can be a pure conduit and, you know, try my best to pass the messages and then help the spirit loved one to come through also help the people who live there, and that their loved one didn't just disappear when they pass. Their spirit lives on, and that survival of the spirit, it really provides a lot of healing, not just for the people who live here, but also the people who passed.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, it took a while, you know, for me to really understand why this is happening, what, you know, and I just kind of came to the conclusion that instead of asking why all the time, I just should do it, you know, and of course, through that, I met so many great people like Jane, and it's been a blessing.
Yeah, I want to talk about this because thank you for sharing that story, Keiko. For many of us, you know, we reflect back upon our lives and we think about what did we believe to get to where we are today, to be sitting in these chairs. Jane, I want to ask you about this. You know, this idea to create your inner life and make choices from your heart. You know, it sounds so easy. It sounds so simple, rather. Create your inner life. Just make choices from your heart. What was that like for you, Jane?
Let's talk a little bit about some of the most common beliefs that people have, just so that people kind of get a handle on that. So when I say habitual and limiting beliefs, so I'm talking about a common mindset that would be something like, you know, your self-talk that would say, I'm not good enough, or it's better to be safe than to try something new. You know, all those things we've heard growing up all our lives, I should make waves, or no one's listening to me, or people never change, or I'm too old, I'm too young, I can't do that, or, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So we grow up with that, and they get kind of slipped into our subconscious, and some of them we have along the way chosen to believe. So, it's getting a hold of that, and everyone to some degree or another falls back on that habitually, especially in a difficult situation, because it's like this habit that we get into. So, but what the most powerful thing is that what people don't realize is that it's not ever the situation that is challenging them. It's their own perception. It's their own expectation. It's their own assumption of what they think they can do or can't do. So that's where we get back to, if you believe you aren't good enough, that's really a painful belief to hold on to and to internalize and to live your life by. So everyone that's out there has this, and the people who are the biggest successes in life know when they have a challenging situation, they know that this happens to them. And so they get real mindful and they hit their mental pause button and they start to back up and look at it, their problem from a distance and what they're choosing to put in their head in terms of a thought or a belief. And so they've already looked at that before they act. And so if you can step back from that belief and name it, kind of claim it, you know, you really know that, you know, it's really only a very small percentage of the time that some of these so-called beliefs are really, they're really not true. So you are good enough. someone is listening and people are willing to change. And you can teach an old dog new tricks. Many people have reinvented themselves in life. Julia Childs, so many people, you know, that didn't have college educations have had amazing life experiences and have been truly successful because they've learned not to hold on to those negative beliefs because they're disempowering. You know, your energy gets zapped, you know, it doesn't light you up. You know, it's all the kinetic things that you read about out there. It's, you know, when you have a negative thought, how does that make you feel? I mean, it disempowers you totally. You know, your energy fades and everything. Well, that's your soul talking. So, you know, and life will tell us sometimes, you know, and when we internalize a limiting belief, well, you know, that's us telling ourselves, well, it's better to be small and venerable and without a sense of our true self. But when we stay there, you know, the world shows us very quickly that, you know, the outcomes to staying in that pattern really are not in our highest good. And it's usually not a good outcome when we stay there. We end up being unhappy. We're not in the flow. We're not in our passion. We're not living our dharma and we're not in the flow. So when we go into a response that shows us that we're living from that old core belief and we start to feel anxious and we start to feel insecure or fearful, that means that we're still living with limiting beliefs. So, and Keiko had mentioned, you know, the feeling and the power. There's such great power in that and in belief. So we need to start creating an inner life and make choices from that and from our heart. So, you know, that's what we're really talking about. You know, it's things that are, you know, we've learned our lessons and then we adjust and we go on to live a better life, to be happier, to be more passionate, to be more loving. And that's what our limiting beliefs tell us. And that's how we counter that.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm really struck by what you're saying for a couple of reasons, Jane. And I want to talk about this with both of you when you get back, because this is really where we're going to make a quantum leap in the conversation. So here's the question before we go to break for everybody to think about. Is the depth and breadth of a negative belief directly related to our separation from spirit? Is the depth and breadth, meaning if you have the worst negative belief, and here I go again with labeling stuff, the worst negative belief, whatever that means for you. You know, for me, some days what it means is, oh my gosh, I forgot to pull the coffee pot out. That's like my worst belief some days. And other days it's like, what did I say yes to in my business, right? But is that limiting belief, the worst that you can conjure up, is that thing directly related to, proportionately, how separated we are from God, spirit, whatever you, universe, is it? I don't know. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Grow Your Soul Radio. Jane Matanga is in the house. Keiko, you're also joining us here today. One more time, let folks know how they can find out more about you before we get back to the question. Really, the question is, what role does our belief in God, spirit, universe, force, life force, energy, what role does that play? So Jane, for you, how can people find out more about you?
They can contact me at enlightened-path.com. They can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn, and they can call me at 203-631-4275.
Awesome. Keiko, how about you?
Yeah, they can contact me through my website, keikomedium.com, or the email keiko@keikomedium.com, or my phone number, which is 860-280-5548. I'm also on the Facebook as well. So that's how they can get in touch with me.
Awesome. Let's talk about what I kind of like threw out there before the break. Mm-hmm. You know, I have started to really look at myself and look at, you know, things that show up in my day and my world and how quickly I go to fear or I don't. And the question I want to ask each of you, and probably Keiko, start with you, you know, from a psychic medium perspective, it's a twofold question. One mm-hmm. is, when I go to that place of disbelief to the point where I could fall into despair, right? Have I lost my connection, you know, to source, life, energy, God, whatever you believe in? Have I lost my connection to that? And then as a psychic, spiritual medium, what are our loved ones thinking or seeing or trying to say to us? How do we reach out for help in this arena? Keiko, let's start with you.
Well, you know, that's a lot of questions. It's a big question.
Yes.
But it's a really great one, too. You know, it's the starting with the our loved ones. You know, I truly believe, and also through my experience, they are around us, but that doesn't mean that they're like with us all the time, because they also had a lot of work to do as a spirit being. You know, they're not just helping the loved ones, you know, that on the earth, but they're also helping other people that they weren't the family members. Okay, so that's just maybe separate topics, but that's for their own soul growth. But when our loved ones, you know, they are around us, especially when we are in trouble, you know, when we are just kind of having this epiphany, you know, just thinking what we should do. And they are trying all their best to give us a little nudge, hint, clue. And then a lot of times, you know, people kind of miss those signs. You know, it could be driving on the highway and you drive by this big billboard and then has some saying to it, you know, or maybe you're just wondering, I don't know, I have this big projects coming up, you know, driving, I'm not sure if I can do this. And then you drive by this big billboard, say, yes, you can, or something along the line. You know, it's just a matter of that what you believe and what you feel inside when you see these signs. And then they, because they don't have a voice like we do, they are trying their best to give us those signs. So yes, on the other side, they are watching us. I'm sure your loved ones, Pat, watching you when you're making all these big decisions, you know, giving you clue, or could be the by the synchronicity. You know, if things doesn't go in the way, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It could be the blessing in disguise, like you said earlier. So you just kind of have to keep your mind open. And the part of us that giving us a self-doubt is just that being a human being. And we all have that ego, fear, the fear of failing. So, once we acknowledge it, and then kind of learn from it and move on. But I truly believe that if we are doing our soul purpose, our spirit guides or your loved ones, whoever you believe, it could be your angel, could be your God, that the whole universal energy, they are helping us along. They want us to succeed. So that's just how I believe, and from my own experience.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Keiko. Jane, how about you? What's your experience?
I just really believe in that everything is just so connected, and that we are connected to everything and everyone and everything. You know, everything in life has energy, and we're a part of it. You know, I mean, we're made up of starlight and stardust, and our cells and our bodies are so incredibly magical. And, you know, it's there's so many things just to be grateful for, but to be able to connect and, you know, and put our attention on things that make us happier. And when we focus on our positive beliefs, you know, things always get better, and then we're always able to create a life that's inspired. And so, you know, that kind of tells us, you know, that, and I think what Keiko is talking about too, is that it's, you know, we have this inner work that we need to do, you know, on our outer life. You know, we have this outer life and we have an inner life. And, you know, I know this is going to sound crazy, but it's just, it comes down to, you know, what you put your attention on and grow stronger. So if you're putting your attention on things that are disempowering you, or things that aren't making you happy, or things that take energy away from you and your power, that's what comes into your life. And the same is true with the opposite. So what that tells us is that we need to really be mindful of that and put our attention on and take a plan of action to think of beautiful things, and to just focus on, not on any kind of outcome. You know, that's one of the problems that we mm-hmm. in the human plane do. We focus on an outcome. We get a picture in our head of what we think that is going to look like, or what our lives are going to look like, or that outcome in that situation or with that person. And then we get disappointed if it doesn't look like that. Well, it could look so much better, but we don't allow for that. So we sort of have to lose the attachment to how our life needs to look or feel or be, you know, like that ultimate outcome that we want. We have to like lose that and disconnect right. from that. And that's when
I totally agree.
Yeah. And that's totally when we're in the flow, you know, that's why we're talking about choosing with your heart and your passions, and then watch what happens in your life. You know, that's right. your soul talking. That's when your soul, you know, you get that feeling and like it fires you up and nothing can get in your way when that happens. And that's your soul. That's mm-hmm. saying, you know, pay attention to this. So you're strong because you learned what your weaknesses are. You're beautiful because you're aware of your flaws. You're fearless because you've learned to recognize illusion from reality. You're wise because you learn from your mistakes. That's being human. All of that's being human. So you can laugh because you've known sadness. You can be a loving soul because you've felt hate and you prefer to be a loving soul. So all these things in our lives is what connects us to everybody else.
Wow. You know, what you're talking about, Jane, I want to really continue the conversation about as well, is to really look at how we do connect the dots, because things are connected. So many things are connected. And so as we think about this and we think about the information and the continuity of life beyond the physical world, Keiko, I want to talk with you about this, because this is the place where I know you live and breathe in it every day. Are we here in our human skin? Are we trying to be sent messages, information on a regular basis from loved ones that are life beyond, so to speak, the physical world? And what can we do to best hear that? I know sometimes we have a sense of it, right? You know, we'll feel the cold wind brush by, or in my case, I find pennies on the floor. So it just stops me. But is there an abundance of information and insights available to us?
Absolutely, it's abundance. I would say the more you open, your heart and your soul to the possibility that, you know, your loved ones in the spirit world are connecting with you, is that the more things happen, because they are trying to use our source of our reference, you know, what we know, and then using that to reach out to you. So for instance, you said that you find the pennies, and then you know that's a sign from your loved ones. They know that. That's why they continuously doing that. But I'm pretty sure that they're like, I wish that we have also other way that you can notice us. So as long as you know, just to keep your heart open, and the more you know the way they reach out to us, a lot of times, you know, they like to manipulate the electronic things that they turn on and off the lights. They do that quite often, or that they trigger the radios. You know, the radio turns on it on its own. That's really quite common.
Yeah.
And so those are the things that, yes, people can, you know, say, dismiss it, say, oh, it's just a coincidence. And that's the most of case. And but that you just kind of, you know, you're not giving yourself a chance to get in touch with them. So it is absolutely abundance. I wanted to kind of go back to what Jane said about, you know, we all have to detach from the outcome. And then this also relates to communication with the spirit world, because for a lot of us kind of, you know, think about, okay, well, this is how it should be. This, you know, especially the Hollywood, you know, when they make movies, they don't really help the situation either, because they, you know, Hollywoodize everything. Everything is like all special effects. It's not like that at all. It's much more subtle, and it's more much more gentle. And so that, you know, we really have to detach from the outcome, and or keep our heart open and soul open. And then also that I wanted to remind that everything is energy. So that, you know, sometimes when we think about a person, like your friend or even like your relatives, and then all of a sudden, like, you get text from that person, or they call you, because that's how we are sending each other the messages through our the natural, very natural psychic and intuitive ability that we all possess. So the difference is that the people, let's say Jane and I, we do pour more energy into it. Because that's, we both feel that this is our soul calling. So therefore, that side of us, it's like an instrument that, you know, you keep practicing and get better. you know, and it's like a muscle also. So you use it, it gets better. So, you know, if you pay attention to it and then help to nurture that side of you, I believe that all of us can be like reading, you know, the psychics and then even for the mediums, you know, mediumship. So, you know, it's like the laws of attraction, you know, you have to keep our thoughts absolutely positive. What you put out, absolutely you get back. And so I see so many people, let's say, go job interview and then already thinking like, oh, I'm going to fail, you know. And that's why you failed, because that's what right. you put it out. So there's a saying about fake it till you make it. I think there's a truth to it, because it's you, even though you don't, as a human being, you know, you feel like, oh, that's kind of far-fetched, not sure, but you just trust it and believe it, that I trust that, you know, I'm being guided to do this, and then just put 100% into everything you're passionate about. And then just sort of like, you know, you see yourself succeeding. And then it'll happen. It may not happen overnight, but it would eventually happen. And then the perfect timing, you know. So I didn't mean to go off the topic, but I just...
What you're saying, because Jane, you refer to this as life mastery, as the art of living well.
Right.
You know, part of life mastery is, especially what you talked about today, like in your studies of Eastern and Western healing modalities, right? Mm. You know,
right.
your passionate approach for this is really at the core of all this is life mastery, and life mastery from the perspective where we cannot ignore what we have going on in our mind, right?
That's where it's all going on. So what we're all talking about is remembering that whenever we're faced with a decision, a choice, a challenging circumstance, choose with your heart and choose with your passions, and then watch how your life changes.
Wow.
It's an amazing tool. It sounds really simple. I mean, it takes a little work daily to be a little mindful of that and to engage and practice with your attention. But, you know, whatever you put your attention on and your focus, it grows stronger in your life. So
yeah,
that's what we need to remember.
And let's just put a caveat on that. Not a caveat, but let's just put a footnote on it. Exponentially and immediately. See, the minute we create that shift, or we come to the forefront and say, of course that will happen, we are creating almost an instantaneous shift of energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Jane, thank you. Yeah. Keiko, thank you. One last question. How can people find out more about you? And thank you. Thank you so much for today. Jane, why don't you go first?
They can reach me at enlightened-path.com, or they can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as well as they can phone me at 203-631-4275. Those are the best ways to get in touch with me.
Awesome. And Keiko, how about you?
Yes, they can find me at my website, keikomedium.com, or the Facebook, or my phone number, 860-280-5548.
Thank you. Jane, what do you want to leave us with today?
I want to leave you with these inspiring quotes. Belief consists in accepting the affirmations of the soul, and unbelief is denying them. That's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And another quote from Anton Chekhov is, man is what he believes. And that's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. To choose love and passion over anything that makes us weaker and allows us, you know, not to live the life we deserve to live, which is our passionate, inspiring, beautiful life. Mm-hmm. And we just need to keep it there, you know, put our attention on that. And just as simple as this sounds, just always go to believing that things will get better. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. I love it.
Wonderful.
What you just talked about is creating this tapestry, this beautiful tapestry of affirmations that fuel the soul, and activate positive actions in our lives. Thank you both for today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
It was wonderful. It was fun.
You've been listening to Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next week as Jane helps you unlock and reclaim the magic in your life. For more information on Jane Matanga or to listen to past shows, visit her website at enlightened-path.com or growyoursoulradio.com. And don't forget to ask Jane about her amazing intuitive life mastery session. See you next time.